السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وأتباعه الهماة للدين القويم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا صدق الله العلي العظيم الحمد لله All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala الحمد لله He has made us from amongst the mu'mineen those who believe in the unseen الحمد لله Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst those who attend the Jumu'ah prayer who listen and learn and put into practice whatever we learn Today, I would like to speak about one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he says, you and your property, everything belongs to him. When he said this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding on to the shirt of a young man. You know what we say today, that somebody rough up somebody, you know, hold them by the shirt like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding on to the shirt of a young man who had complained to him about his father. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his complaint that my father takes my property. When he heard this, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, he said, go and call your father and come back. His father came and explained the situation. And during that, there is a long hadith, the end of which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed the young man by his shirt. He collared him and he said, you and your property, everything belongs to your father. My dear respected listeners, today in society, instead of young people taking care of their parents when they become old, instead the young people of today forget about our parents. My dear respected listeners, Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have laid down for us guidelines with respect to the obedience of our parents. As is mentioned in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has decreed and He has made it necessary and compulsory upon us, and we are all children of someone. Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. That is the first command he says in this verse. And then he says, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And to your parents, goodness. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us where we have come from. He has made our parents our means of entrance into this world. And my dear respected listeners, He has made them second after Himself. My dear respected listeners, we need reminders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that reminding is good for the believers. We need to be reminded sometimes that our parents are above us, no matter where we reach in life. That our parents are those that we must take care of. Our parents are those that we must obey. And obedience, my dear respected listeners, where does this obedience reach? Where does it stop? Because my dear respected listeners, there is a limit to everything. There is a limit to everything. We will come to that later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about obedience. What are we supposed to do for our parents? We are supposed to obey them. We are supposed to maintain them. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about speaking kindly to them, not raising our voice to them, not back answering them. We are supposed to obey every command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from them. And of course, in the tafsir of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no obedience in the creation to the disobedience of Allah. And that is one of the limits of obedience to our parents. As long as they do not command us to do something that is haram, something that is against Allah's laws, then and only then is one of the reasons whereby we may disobey them. But my dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets that boundary very far. How many times will a parent command his child to disobey Allah? My dear respected listeners, what else can we do for our parents? Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, he says, we were near the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once when a man came to him and asked, O Apostle of Allah, is there any rights over me for my parents after they have died? My dear respected listeners, again we must ask the question, where do the rights of our parents reach? And listen to the question of this Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He asked the Messenger of Allah, is there any rights over me after my parents have died? Is there any obedience that I must place? Is there any goodness that I must do after they have died? My dear respected listeners, I chose to quote this because I wanted us to understand that obedience to our parents, this is the depth that there is in it. This is how far it reaches. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, yes. He says, pray for them. How many times a day do we perform our salat? And we may pray for ourselves. We may pray for our new cars, our new houses. We may pray to get out of debt. But we do not pray for our parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued and said, seek forgiveness for them. My dear respected listeners, he continued and said, seek mercy for them. He also said, fulfill their instructions. Of course, as long as they are not commanding us to disobey Allah. He also in another hadith said, fulfill their promises that they have made to someone else. And in another hadith he said, befriend their friends and treat their friends good. My dear respected listeners, these are all things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that are to be done even after our parents have passed away. My dear respected listeners, what are we supposed to do even while they are alive? Those of us whose parents have passed away, then fine, mashallah. This is what Allah wanted for us. So therefore, there are things that we must do. But my dear respected listeners, those of us whose parents are alive and we do not pray for them and we do not ask Allah for their mercy and we do not ask Allah for their forgiveness, what is our plight? My dear respected listeners, in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that for other sins and for other disobedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds that punishment. He holds it, meaning that we may ask his forgiveness and he may forgive us. And then we will not receive any punishment, inshallah, in the hereafter. But with respect to the disobedience of parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts that in this world. My dear respected listeners, many times I have mentioned in my khutbah about disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the consequence for it. There are consequences in this world, and then there are consequences in the hereafter. When a person does not pay zakat on his wealth, it is not purified, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could remove it from him in this world and punish him in the hereafter. But my dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned that disobedience of parents, the punishment for it will start in this world. My dear respected listeners, we see this in society today. When young men do not listen to their mother and their father about choosing a spouse, their marriage is destroyed. Their homes are broken. My dear respected listeners, when young people today do not listen to their parents about drugs, their lives are destroyed. They end up in jail. My dear respected listeners, we see this with our own eyes. Even inside of our own families, we have seen examples of this. My dear respected listeners, if we have not seen it in our own families, then we have seen it in the families of our neighbors and our friends. But we have seen it. Any person who wishes to see it will find it. Any person who wishes to put his head in the sand will do so. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives warning and then he gives punishment. In one other hadith about the limit to which this obedience must go, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I had a wife whom I loved. He says, I had a wife whom I loved. This is Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second caliph of Islam. That one whom we have read stories about, he's a rugged man. He's a man who would take the head off of another man for just saying something bad about Islam or just mentioning something bad about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His son says, I had a wife whom I loved. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not like her. And he asked me to divorce her. I refused. He went to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and made a complaint against me. What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, divorce her. My dear respected listeners, in today's society, how many men are there who would love their wife and whose parents would tell them to separate from their wife and they would obey? But this is the length and the depth and the width of our obedience to our parents. Of course, it will not come to that if in the first place we took their advice about who to get married to. We are not saying that parents should go around and just tell their sons, divorce your wives. But at the same time, the lesson that we must learn from this hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the length, the breadth, and the depth of the obedience that we must have to our parents. The obedience that we must have to our parents, my dear respected listeners. The other side of this, how many of us, our parents might say to us, listen, you need to have another wife or another two wives, and we will obey. My dear respected listeners, how many of us will tell our daughters, I would like for you to get married to this man, but he has a wife before you already, and our daughter will obey us. My dear respected listeners, this is probably a whole other topic to be dealt with on another day. But as we know, today there is some cricket and I have received some requests that we should try and finish earlier, inshallah. I'm thinking of finishing by about 1:30. That's the time, Haji Naseem, that's the time we're supposed to finish, right? 1:30? One. Okay. Anyhow, welcome to those of you who have just come in. I must say that when I started off, I wasn't sure today was Friday. It just only had about 1.5 lines for Jummah today. Maybe as we have now starting Khutbah 1:25. How long now are we doing this, Haji Naseem? 1:25. How long are we doing it now? 3 months now. Maybe some people have not gotten accustomed to starting at 1:25. The reason for starting at 1:25, of course, is so that everybody will come early and listen to the lecture and learn and put into practice whatever we learn. But if we decide that, you know, well, we will just only come and listen to the Arabic bayan, which we don't understand anyhow, but that we have to listen to it, so we had to listen. Anyhow, again, that is the next topic to be dealt with on another day. Maybe when those people who usually come late come early. Anyhow, we are talking about obedience to our parents today, my dear respected listeners. There is and there are limits, but those limits are so far. My dear respected listeners, the objective of today's lecture and today's talk is that we understand that our parents hold a very high status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they should therefore hold a very high status in our sight. They are the ones who have taken care of us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we are now supposed to take care of them as they have become old. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, woe be unto that person Sorry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ascending a member, and Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam mentioned certain things to him which he alone heard, and he said Ameen. After which the Sahaba asked him, what did he say Ameen to? One of those things is that a person did not take care of his parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the curse of Allah down upon that person. Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam instructed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say Ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen. Meaning, may that really happen to that person. Really and truly, that person whose parents have reached old age while he is alive, and he did not attain paradise through them, that person is really and truly gone through. That is what Islam teaches us. Islam tells us that our parents are doors to paradise. We may guard those doors or destroy them. My dear respected listeners, these are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, he mentions that your father is a door to paradise. Guard it or destroy it. My dear respected listeners, in another hadith, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to the Sahabas about choosing paradise or hellfire. And the Sahabas asked, who will choose the hellfire? And he said, that person who is disobedient to Allah. My dear respected listeners, do we want to choose the hellfire? That place where the heat is so hot, it causes the summer of this world? My dear respected listeners, we have to choose the paradise. When we learn about the hellfire and the paradise, we will realize that there is no choice. We must choose the paradise. And my dear respected listeners, for those of us whose parents are alive, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will use these doors, not break them, not destroy them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will attain paradise through our parents who are alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are obedient to our parents. And for those of us whose parents are not alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who pray for them, ask for their forgiveness, fulfill their promises. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who take care of our father's friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us also amongst those who attend the Jumu'ah prayer on time and listen to the whole khutbah so that they may put it into practice. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.